الحمد لله رب العالمين، الصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين، ما بعد. قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون. صدق الله العظيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. ربي يسر ولا تعسر وتمم بالخير بك نستعين يا فتاح يا فتاح يا فتاح. Respected brothers, elders, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillah, we are continuing our journey for taqwa insha'Allah ta'ala. We have outlined quite a lot of detail already, so I'm not going to do too much of a recap, but very quickly, the author that we are following, he has brought together many virtues regarding taqwa, and he listed over 60 virtues from the Quran itself. And thereafter he mentions how in order to attain taqwa there is a necessity that a person must have husnul khuluq. He should have good character, good qualities inside of himself. So thereafter we began in terms of how to now go about all of these things. And then soon afterwards, he's going to start listing out all the blameworthy traits. And just forgot to mention, he also said that there are sins or there are actions that are associated to 8 particular limbs. So if you remember, we spoke about the heart, and this is going to be the first area he's going to go into a lot of detail, and thereafter the other remaining limbs, such as our eyes, our ears, our tongue, our hands, our legs, and our stomach, and also the private area as well. So just very quickly to wrap up the final part, he was mentioning the harms of evil qualities, evil characteristics. So he says that ma min shay'in, he quotes a hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, which is taken from At-Tabarani, where Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam says, "Ma min shay'in illa lahu tawbah." There is nothing that exists except tawbah is accessible. A person can repent from it. Illa sahiba su'il khuluq, except a person who has su'ul khuluq. He has evil characteristics inside his heart. How? فَإِنَّهُ لَا يَتُوبُ مِنْ دَمٍ إِلَّا عَادَ فِي شَرٍ مِنْهُ. That there is not a sin that he perpetrates, that he commits, except because of his evilness that he has inside of him, he's always going to return and do something either similar or even worse. So this is something, how detrimental it is and how important it is that we are, to give its focus and attention throughout our journey to the hereafter, inshallah. Fudayl ibn Iyadh, rahimahullah, he mentions that لَأَنْ أَصْحَبَنِي فَاجِرٌ حُسْنُ الْخُلُقِ أَحَبُّ إِلَيَّ أَنْ أَصْحَبَنِي عَابِدٌ سُوءُ الْخُلُقِ أَوْ كَمَا قَالَ. He says that for a sinful person, a person who's, خَبِيث عَدْمِي, he knows that he has certain bad habits that he has, right? He's a sinful person. But at the same time, he has good akhlaq. And you have sometimes these mixtures of people. Sometimes, people, they always say, oh, make dua for me, I'm trying to make myself better. But when they speak so nicely and softly, and they're quite generous as well. Fudayl ibn Iyadh, very pious person from the past, he says that this kind of individual, I would much more prefer, I would love for him to have my company or be around me than a worshipper. A person who's in front saf, a person who's spending long nights in tahajjud, but his character, his speech is just, it's very detrimental, very negative. A pious person is saying, this is how much concentration people have given to good qualities and good characteristics. So secondly, very quickly, just to mention a few more narrations regarding how good akhlaq can, how far it can take us. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, again it's a narration mentioned in At-Tabarani on the authority of Anas radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, that إِنَّ الْعَبْدَ لَيَبْلُغُ بِحُسْنِ خُلُقِهِ عَظِيمَ دَرَجَاتِ الْآخِرَةِ وَشَرَفَ الْمَنَازِلِ وَإِنَّهُ لَضَعِيفُ الْعِبَادَةِ وَإِنَّهُ لَيَبْلُغُ بِسُوءِ خُلُقِهِ أَسْفَلَ دَرَجَةٍ مِّن جَهَنَّمِ أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. That certainly a servant, a slave of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he can reach by virtue of his good akhlaq. He is, very nice individual, everything, every time he speaks truthfully, and he tries to be the most kind and generous person. But at the same time, he is someone who has very less a'mal. You know, he tries to pray on time, but he's not able to come to the masjid perhaps. He doesn't have a lot of nafl worship. He doesn't fast optionally or whatever have you. He has very weak a'mal, let's say. However, this person, he will be able to scale great heights in paradise and noble positions, as opposed to a person who has very evil akhlaq. A person with evil akhlaq, then what happens? He is plunged to the bottom pits of Jahannam. This is the importance that we must give to our akhlaq. The fact that is that the more we try to beautify ourselves, our inner self, the more likelier, inshallah, the rest of us, the rest of our actions that are associated to us, will become perfected as well. And on top of this, the fact that we are supposed to give attention to who we are as an individual, our inner qualities, this is part of the mission of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Because he says in a very well-spread narration, إِنَّمَا بُعِثْتُ لِأُتَمِّمَ مَكَارِمَ الْأَخْلَاقِ أَوْ كَمَا قَالَ, that he says, I have only been sent in order to perfect the best of manners. Because he was sent to such a nation that the rest of the superpowers, they didn't want anything to do with the Arabs of the time. They were barbarians. They were barbarians, they would say. There's no point in us trying to meddle in these situations. They were people that they would bury their daughters. They would consider to have a daughter to be a bad thing. And they would bury their daughters alive. Such was the conditions of the Arabs of the time. But Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was sent to them, and by his virtue and blessings, they end up becoming Sahaba radiallahu anhum, after all the Anbiya alayhi wasalam, the best of humans that set foot on this earth. How? Because that he worked on their personality. He worked on their qualities, on their characteristics. So this is how powerful it is. Through a person focusing on his qualities and characteristics, he can become the most noble of men. So this is understood. Now afterwards, the author, what he's doing now, inshallah, is going to bring a list of all the different blameworthy characteristics. He says, Al-akhlaqu dhamima tafsiruha wa ghawailuha wa ilajuha tafsilan. He will now bring the blameworthy traits, its explanations, its dangers, and also its solutions. How can we treat it as well? So this is now where it gets a bit interesting. Very first and foremost, the blameworthy quality that he mentions is Al-Kufru Billahi Azza wa Jal. That the most fundamental thing that is blameworthy is disbelief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the absolute basic. Now of course, what does that mean? It means that a person, whatever necessitates for